Tuesday morning, 7:06. Man, off to a beautiful start. 48 degrees and the sunshine, and loving this. Well, you heard me talking about this earlier. In fact, you've heard me talking about it now for, a couple of weeks. Wilkins Soil and Water Conservation District inviting you to their Soil Health Demonstration Site Field Day. It's coming up July 14th. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's running from 9:30 until 2. Kim Melton in to talk with us this morning. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How are we doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing great. Hey, some nice rain coming at us. Yes. on Sunday. It was nice to see that.
Yes, and you know, it really fluctuated throughout the county, actually, on how much we got. But I think everyone kind of breathed a little sigh of relief there with the rain.
Could have a little more coming.
We could.
All right. Let's talk about the field day. This, Kim, is getting huge. Tell us about this.
It is. It's actually, and a lot of people have been asking about it. We've got some interest in it. It's growing. We've got some fun things going on out there, and it's really going to be educational, and we're going to be sharing a lot of really good information. I want to touch base on the speakers this morning because I think the speakers make or break a field day. And you can have the good ones or bad ones that aren't as interesting or intriguing and don't share the information in a way that we understand it. But we've got some great speakers lined up, and I just kind of want to hit on them a little bit.
Sure.
So for the soils, we got Brandon Defoe and John Quast, and with these two guys, they bring a lot of knowledge to the table on soils and what's going on in the ground. You don't think about that. Like, we're walking on the soil. You don't think about what's going on underneath it and what it's really doing for these plants. And so these guys are going to be there to share that, because at this site we're monitoring the soils in three different tillage treatments. And so they're going to share with us what we've learned from the samples we collect every fall. They're also going to share with us what the soil is doing in the transition phase as we go throughout the 5 years. And so Brandon, he comes from the Waite Park area, and he has covered many different soil health promotions or research sites throughout the state of Minnesota. And so he brings a lot of knowledge and experience on soil health demo sites. John Quast, he is like my right-hand man here at this demo site. He is our local NRCS soil conservationist with 7 years of experience with NRCS. He is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to conservation practices and BMPs on the land. I encourage people on the Minnesota side, if you don't know John Quast and you're a farmer, like, come on in and say hi to the guy, because he's a thinker, and he's just got some great ideas and knowledge with the land and what we got going on with conservation. Farmers tell me, you know, I really like working with John, and I myself love working with John. So come on in if you guys have not met him. Another thing we're going to have out there is a soils pit. And so we're going to be digging out about 4 feet down, and this will be into the beans and a little bit of the wheat. And so then you can kind of see physically what the roots are doing in the soil.
Wow.
And you'll be able to see like the worm burrows, and you can actually see how far down worms will pull stalks into the soil and what they are doing. And so it's really cool. And I can't get enough of the soils pits. I've been in so many of them, but I don't think they ever get old. Mm-hmm. It's so cool to see what activity is going on under the soil. And so to present on those soil pits, we're going to have Keith Anderson, and he is our veteran. I mean, this guy has got 30-some years of experience with NRCS. He is a soil scientist, and so he is just so knowledgeable when it comes to soils and what we're seeing and what this is a sign of and what this means. And
right.
So he is so good at sharing that. And I've seen him talking at many educational days. And so he's tons of experience with this guy. And along with him is going to be Brianna Wagner. And she is also a soil scientist. And she's been working with Keith for about 2 years now. And so she brings a lot to the table too, with soil characteristics and knowledge on what's going on in the soil. So them two will be cueing you in on the soils pit that day. To cover our water monitoring station, this is going to be Yaba Kirsgaard, and maybe not so well known around the Red River Valley, although I feel like a lot of people do know him, because I had a farmer literally last Friday say, do you know Yabba Kierskard? And I was just like, holy cow. The guy, he talks at so many conventions. You'll see him at state conventions, national conventions. He is very good at what he does. He has been around a long time. And if there's a project going on in the state of Minnesota with water quality or quantity, this guy is going to be there. And so he is very good. I'm so excited when he wanted to join our site and help us with monitoring our water. And so at this site, we're going to be looking at exactly what the water is going to be doing in these three tillage treatments. You know, how much infiltration are we getting? Is the soil holding the water? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be available for the plant to take up?
Sure.
Or are we losing it to evaporation? And so that's what Yabba's going to be covering, and he'll be sharing all the data that we gather throughout the year on our soils, on our water monitoring for the site. For the economics, we got Vance Johnson covering this part. And so he is our amazing farmer at this site. Like, I can't say enough good things about Vance. You couldn't have asked for a better guy to work with.
Sure.
And he is open and willing to share everything we find there. And, you know, that would be hard. Like, there's going to be bad years. We expect it going in. Like, we're not going to probably see the results we want right away or the next couple of years. And so, you know, I go, Vance, it's not always going to be easy. We might be sharing some failures. And he was just like, I'm totally okay with that. He's got some experience with the Science School Land Lab in North Dakota. And so, like, he understands a little bit more what, like, a demo site takes and what it involves. And so he's kind of on top of that. And he is just great. He posts when he's out there in the field with his equipment. Like, he's got there out there planting his cover crop, or he's out there side dressing his corn. And he is posting on Facebook. And, like, not in a rude way, like, get out there and get this done. Or, like, he's always just like, hey, y'all, check this out. Or, you know, it just rained and I'm spraying. It just rained an inch and here I am spraying the next day. And, like, he does it in a fun way.
Sure.
And so he's got so many followers, and he is just so on top of the social media thing. It's impressive. And so I just love working with Vance. He is a great guy. And so he's going to be sharing with us the inputs, the outputs, you know, what is it costing per site? What is he seeing? He's out there monitoring emergence, plant health. He's flying the site with his drone. He is going to have so much to share at that day. And I feel like he's going to be the one that's going to be relatable to these guys. Mm-hmm. A lot of these farmers that'll come to these field days and want to ask questions about equipment and exactly what you're seeing. And Vance is going to be that guy that is going to be relatable to their questions and shoot them to it straight. Like, this is what's happening and this
exactly.
is what it's looking like. And so I feel like he's kind of that level, down to earth farmer can relate to and, pick up what he's putting down towards equipment and time and energy. And, he'll cover all that.
And last but not least, the curious one.
Yeah, that's me.
Kim Melton.
Yeah. I'm the one that's always sitting there saying, what if we do that? Can we do this? How would it look if we did that? Like, I'm just like that kid that's always asking questions and bringing everybody together. You know, it's kind of you run with the ideas and you get more people that jump on and help and say, hey, we could do this, we could do this. And so it's fun having this group of people to work with and bring this all together. So
sure.
That's kind of my role at the site. And I love it. I think this is going to be a really good site. I've got so much positive feedback on it. So I encourage y'all to ask questions or come on out if this is something that, like, get you curious too. As far as goals, I just want to cover some goals. We are really hoping to cover the 6 demonstration plots and compare the impacts of the tillage. So conventional tillage, strip tillage, and no-till with and without cover crops. Again, the north half of each treatment is going to have cover crop on it. So we have 6 actual plots split up. We are hoping to annually monitor the physical, chemical, and biological properties of the soil and how that changes over the trend of the 5 years. Hopefully, we can quantify and communicate the risk and returns for each management system to help farmers understand the input costs and profits for each tillage treatment.
Sure.
We are hoping to host at least 1 field day a year. We will also be doing Zoom meetings and presentations throughout the winter, but 1 field day at the site, by the field, with the soils so people can check them out.
Sure.
You know, hands-on. We really want that. And then, yeah, working with soil health researchers and agency partners to identify those research gaps. That's our goal. And so we want it to be well-rounded. We want it to be meaningful. And we want it to be something that people can take away when they visit.
So our next chat, what are you going to have in store for us?
Yeah, we're going to go a little deeper into exactly what are we monitoring at the soils and why. And so with water, with the economics. And so, yeah, we'll just kind of keep going in a little more detail as we move along.
I can't wait. And we're going to be out there that day, too. You're going to own the entire morning. And I'm going to be out there with the entire morning show and going to be talking with a lot of these speakers, too. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, that's going to be good.
All right. Kim, thanks so much for coming in. And we will talk probably on Monday if we can get you in here this coming Monday.
Yeah,
and,
sounds good.
And probably in the 9 o'clock hour. And you and Don want to stop in or just you. Always a pleasure to see you.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
You bet, Kim. It's 716 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Got the sun shining. We're at 48 degrees. Good morning.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions.